Let's kick it off with Cindy Alderson.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning, Cindy. You well?
Good morning, Michael. Yes, I'm in good form.
That is good to hear. And how's your boy Jigsaw? It's been a brilliant campaign with the picket fence, and you've honed in on the William Reid when there were plenty of other options available.
Yeah, look, hopefully I've made the right call. I'll know that Friday night sometime, but I couldn't be any happier with his last piece of work. He was really dynamic and very sharp, pulled up really well, hasn't left a note. So he's had a pretty much a faultless campaign, apart from a little misdemeanour at the last barrier trial where he got his head stuck in the other stall. But he's had him back to the barrier since then, and he's jumped out cleanly. So I'm pretty much content that I've ticked all the boxes that I need to. So the next bit's up to the barrier draw and the jockey.
You've kept him up. You've kept him nice and fresh, which seems to be the way he races best.
Yeah, look, he was really surprisingly brilliant the first time he won at Cranbourne. I know they were breaking track records all over the place, but it was a speedy field, and he absolutely put him to bed that day, which was a bit of a shock for me. And I guess that was when I thought, yeah, as a fresh horse, he really is quite dynamic. And even, you know, his best runs are usually 3 weeks apart. So he's had 6 weeks. So let's hope it's an extra best run.
is Daniel Moore on board on Friday night?
Yes, he is.
Look, no Group 1's easy, is it? But we don't have the big gun top names that we're going to see there. There's going to be a lot of speed in the race, and there could be a lot of X-factor horses from overseas, New Zealand, maybe Benedetta as well. How do you see the lineup on Friday night from what it looks like the field could be?
Well, it sounds pretty much like what you said. You know, there's none of those sort of horses that you just go, wow, they're unbeatable. But at the same time, there's really good quality sprinters in that field and a lot of unknown form lines coming together. Mm. So it's going to be interesting. I think barriers are going to have a fair bit to play, and also the fact that what horse gets around the track the best. And I'm pretty confident my fellow's handled it well, you know, three times he's been there, and he is naturally, obviously, gifted going this way, so because he's raced this way all his life. And most New Zealand horses race both ways, but it does come down to certain horses like Moonee Valley better than others, and I would say he's going to be a good Moonee Valley horse, even though he's only had three starts there. And I think, you know, Bella Nipotina's certainly got credentials for the Valley, and you can't knock Moorabi either from her year's form last time. So there's all those horses with speed in it, and, you know, I don't necessarily think Jigsaw has to lead them, but it would be a shame to waste his speed as well. So I'm confident that Daniel knows when he's in his comfort zone, the horse, and when he's not, and I'm confident he'll give him the best ride.
What's your perfect barrier?
Don't ask me that, because last time it was really good. But 5 or 6, I thought about that last night when I saw the field.
5 or 6, all right. If he does take out the Group 1, which would be a massive thrill for yourself. And how many did your dad, Colin, how many Group 1s did Colin win?
I'm not sure, because I've forgotten, but I think he was at just over the double-figure mark.
Yeah.
I think Sky Heights won 4 anyway, I know that. And I can't remember all the others now. It's been a long time. I know the Guida was our first one, and I think Inner Flurry won a couple as well. So, yeah, I think he was about 10 or 11, something like that. But as I said, it could be more or less. I've sort of forgotten.
It'd be a big thrill to follow in the footsteps.
Would be fabulous. But, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all. The horse has had a fabulous campaign, and I'm just hoping to see him go there and be competitive. And certainly, you know, his work since his other run there has shown that he hasn't gone off. So let's hope that's the case. It's his biggest test, but I think he's up to it.
And how is Cole? Is he getting excited as well?
Actually, it's quite funny. He was very chuffed when he won the Australia Stakes, but he now, like, he's got a couple of horses in the stable, and one that he really liked, a Fiorente gelding, and I expect him to ask me about him, but all he ever says is, so when's the race and how's the horse? I think he's taken over a pseudo-ownership in Jigsaw.
That would be brilliant to see. Well, it could be a huge night, Cindy, and you've done a wonderful job. Is there anything else in the back of your mind, or is it the be-all and end-all Friday night after?
No, look, I was not tempted to travel him anyway at this point in his campaign, but, you know, they've got the Easter gift, which is worth some really nice money right in his pocket, with it, you know, 61 being the maximum top weight, and also 1,100 metres, and even the Hariba, and there's Dover's Gold Race, so there's few options with a horse like him who you're not going to travel. I don't plan to go much further than April with him because, you know, then he's going to need a good break because he's had a long extended campaign. But he's showing me no signs that he's had enough. But it's always race by race as well, so, you know, things can change.
Is he just not a good traveller? Is that why you don't want to take him?
No, no, nothing to do with that. Never travelled him, so I don't know what he's like. But I just don't think he needs to travel this campaign. I think he's done a lot and he's come a long way. And I just think it's going to be time for him to travel later on. And it's getting later into the season. You know, the weather can be a bit transitional. And, you know, I'd be disappointed if I went somewhere and got a bog track or something.
Yeah.
So I just think he doesn't need to do it right now.
Have you got a couple that might be heading to Flemington on Saturday as well?
I do. I have got Vera Skova, who's going to go to the Mayor's Race. She's trialled up nicely as well. She's a big, cumbersome devil that, you know, needs a lot of luck in her races, but certainly has got plenty of talent. And a young fella coming along called Stormbolt, who was really impressive in the trial where Jigsaw was not so impressive with the blinkers on. I think he's a city-class horse. Whether or not he's quite ready, he's only lightly raced. I think he's only had four starts and can be a bit overwhelming for them sometimes going down the straight first up. But he won a race that made him eligible for this grand handicap, and he was a late starter, and I guess we're trying to make every post a winner with him. So if he can manage himself down the straight and concentrate, not concentrate like he did the other day when he was shying at the winning post, you know, he's certainly shown some nice talent.
Yeah, gee, you've got a good team at the moment, don't you? I mean, that form with Vera Skova.
Small but mighty, I call them.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, that Aspira form reads very well, doesn't it, for Saturday? So
yeah,
the stable's flying. And I just had a quick look. You've got one runner today at Mornington. I know there's been a couple of scratchings, but Battis has been $61 into $9. Are you betting as well, Cindy?
No, that's not me. I think it's just a reflection of where the race has ended up, to be fair. Then poor old Badass, he's probably the weak link at the moment. But look, he's a nice horse. He tries really hard, but he's probably just not going to make it as far as I'd like him to in Victoria. So, you know, he'll probably be actually sold not too distant future, because he'd be a horse who'd be really suitable for someone that wants to race around some, you know, lesser company somewhere, like maybe one of the Queensland or New South Wales out sort of country circuits that might work for him.
Well, good luck today, and especially with Jigsaw on Friday night. The barriers will come out tomorrow, so fingers crossed you get your preferred marble, and he'll be very, very hard to beat, no doubt.
Thank you, Michael.